in a world where we are so divided, so polarized, one organization is proactively working to bring unity. That organization is the Kingdom Group International, and I'm Elmo Winters, host of our live podcast, Building the Bridge. Join me as we build the bridge together that will unite us all. Welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Building the Bridge podcast. Hi, I'm Elmo Winters, your host, and we're glad that you've joined us today. I'll be speaking about something that's very near and dear to my heart on this podcast, and that is going in another direction, going in a better direction. In this climate of critical race theory, systemic racism, Black Lives Matter, the cancer culture, and so much more, I ask a simple question. Can we simply change directions? A while back, I read something on Facebook from a friend that greatly disturbed me. A reference was made about Black people in America being in so much pain. Folks, as I read this, I found myself a bit confused since I was not in pain, and I believe I am a person of color, a Black person. In fact, I'm enjoying the opposite of pain. I'm enjoying the joy that comes with knowing Jesus. So I reached out to my wife and asked her, "Are you in pain?" I further explained that as a person of color in this country, as a Black person, I continue to ask her, "Are you in pain?" Her reply was simply, "Nope." It was the same as mine. "I'm not in pain." So I continue to reach out to a few people of color I know, and I asked them if they were in pain, since they too were Black and live in this country. Not one of them could understand what I was asking. None of them were in pain. In fact, what they most said to me was that the pain they were in had to do with seeing so many people who are so uninformed following what the media tells them. Others said they were in pain because of people not being able to make decisions for themselves and believe they are indebted to the politicians who have led them astray for decades. That was the only pain they experienced, and so do I. So my question is this: why am I being told that as a person of color living in America, I'm supposed to be in pain? After shaking my head for a while, I can only say it is because that's the kind of garbage that so many Black people in this country are falling for. It is the stuff that the victim mentality feeds on. And let me say this, and I say it very emphatically so that everybody will understand this. I am not a victim and never have been a victim. Did you hear me clearly? I want to make sure you know that Elmo Winters is not a victim. Therese Winters is not a victim. Instead, we are victors. We are victorious because of what Christ did for us back at Calvary. How insulting it is for someone to tell me I am a victim because of the color of my skin. Now, think about that. That's insulting to me. My answer to that is that I am victorious because of the color of the blood of Christ. It has nothing to do with the color of my skin. And I just simply say, come on, Black people in this country, people of color, stop accepting and believing the lies of the devil. You are not a victim. You are not a victim. Instead, if you are a follower of Christ, you are a victor. And say that with me. I want you to say, I'm nobody's victim. I am victorious through Christ. Again, I am no one's victim. I am victorious through Christ. I'm victorious today through Christ, who has made me free, who has made me new. That's why I say it with such emphasis today. We all are victorious if you are a follower of Christ. Listen at this. Paul wrote, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Folks, that's the word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And I believe the word of God. My question to you is, do you believe that? Or do you believe the words of the politicians, the words of the media, the words of the activists? Do you believe the words of those that are in your ear telling you all the time that because you have more melanin in your skin color, that you are a victim? Let's get real. Not only do I believe the word of God, but I believe the words of another man. He once said to his son, Junior, you can do anything any other man can do. That man was Elmore Winters Sr. And he spoke those words to his young son, Elmore Winters, back in the early 50s. And I have lived my life since that day committed to never being a victim. Let me tell you about my dad. He only had a third grade education, but he never saw himself as a victim. He was a hardworking man who had several streams of income to take care of his family of six. However, on the day he spoke those words to me, he planted a seed that has sprung up in me to be the man of God that I am today. I thank God for my father who taught me to never let anyone make me a victim and don't make myself a victim, taught me to be victorious in Christ Jesus. And let me add this for you who are saying, and I believe there's somebody who might be saying as you listen to me, but you've never went through anything. I beg your pardon. I am a child of the 50s. I have experienced discrimination firsthand. I went to school in the racially segregated South when Jim Crow laws were the norm. I went to LSU, even played in a band in the 60s when it was not popular for somebody of my color to be there. I moved into an all-white neighborhood in the 70s and experienced firsthand across burning in my front yard. I went to work in the chemical industry and excelled when Black people were only allowed to work as laborers. So don't tell me I have not gone through anything. And not one time did I feel like I was a victim. I was always determined to prove to others I could do anything the next guy could do. I even believe I could do it better. Folks, I believe Philippians 4:13 plays in this as well, where the word makes it clear, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I accept the fact I can't do much in my own strength, but in the strength of Christ, I'm unstoppable. Those are the words of victory. Listen, those are the words you must live by if you are going to go into a different direction. Stop blaming others for your shortcomings and start accepting responsibility for your own action. If I hear another Black person blame the white man for their situation, I'm going to scream. And you know, I expect to get some pushback. I expect to get some negative feedback as a result of this podcast And I welcome that because what it will do is open the door. It will give me an opportunity to share more of my story with you. I can then tell you how I have never allowed the critical race theory or systemic racism to stop me from achieving and excelling. I can tell you of my days of having people try and hold me back just to see me excel. Folks, I have experiences you would never, ever imagine, but I chose early in my life to go in a different direction. I chose not to follow the crowd that was blaming somebody else. I chose not to be a part of the group that felt entitled. I chose to be a man of God who was victorious. And I'm convinced today that you need to do the same thing. I'm going to conclude my time with you today. It's been a blessing, a short time, but I've shared with you what we must do in this day and in this hour if we're going to go in a different direction. That's what we do here at the Kingdom Group International. Over 4 years ago, we chose, again, not to follow the crowd. We chose not to stay in the status quo, but we decided that we were going to do something about our issues of separation in our city of Baton Rouge. And today I can tell you, we have made a difference. Not as much as a difference as I would like, but we have made a difference. And we continue to promote the tearing down of all the barriers that separate us and the building of bridges that brings us all together. We invite you to go to our website, kingdomgroup.co, listen to some of our previous podcasts, and join us in one of our men's unity breakfasts. And we believe that you will see that God is working through this ministry. Again, I thank you for giving us the time today to listen to our message. And I pray the blessings of God upon your life. Remember, if you have some feedback, if you have some questions, you can contact me by going to elmo@kingdomgroup.co. Send me an email. Send me your thoughts. Let me hear from you. Again, thank you and God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we praise you today for this opportunity to share what you have placed in us in this ministry. And we thank you, dear God, because we know that you are not a respecter of persons. And what you've done for all of us through the work of the Kingdom Group, you will do in all of those who will make themselves available. Thank you, dear God, for the differences that we're seeing being made in the lives of diverse men. We praise you. We love you. We thank you. May the words spoken today will be inspirational and motivational to those who are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until the next time, Elmo Winters signing out with the Building the Bridge podcast. God bless.